right, folks, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Now I want you to think for a minute. Imagine, put yourself in the position of either George H.W. Bush, who's pulling all the strings for this, or Bill Clinton, who happens to be the president of the United States, and you find out that this guy has, not only has he got all the goods on everybody involved in this, all right, but he's been a thorn in your butt since the ordering of the Waco massacre by Janet Reno, which I have it by good authority. Linda Tripp was on Larry King's broadcast years ago and came right out and stated that it was Hillary Clinton that ordered Janet Reno to gas those kids, because Hillary Clinton was really kind of ticked off that she wasn't getting the airtime that she thought she should be getting to promote her health care initiative. So she said, take them out. This is what sickened Sonny Bono. This is what sickened Vince Foster. When Vince Foster died, they raided his office because Vince Foster had a file on Waco. So it all ties in. But I'm going to play a clip for you here of Sonny Bono grilling Janet Reno, and you can see why. I'm sure she went back to Hillary Clinton and she said, get rid of this clown. Go ahead and play that clip, Mike. Mike?
To my friend, colleague, and member of the full committee, Representative Bono.
Thank you very much. Madam Attorney General, I'm in full agreement with you that your number one concern was the welfare of the innocent children, and I think that's where you should have focused. Now, as far as your decision to approve of gassing the Davidians with the CS gas, apparently your selection and report prepared by the British advice on the report on Dr. Salem's advice on the report prepared by the British research team that provided testimony to this panel earlier in this hearing. Is that correct?
I think that Dr. Salem, he would have to tell you what he had based on his reports on. He referred to the, I believe it's referred to as the Hemworth report.
Okay.
But he also expressed to me what he had done in terms of trying to find out.
Basically, you base your testimony off of Dr. Salem.
I don't base my testimony on Dr. Salem. My testimony is that I consulted with Dr. Salem as part of the process to try to make sure that I did everything to ensure that the gas would not produce permanent harm to children or
the
elderly.
Was that the only study you did?
That was the person that I talked to. I also consulted because they were there at the same time with the commander.
Part of the British study that was testified here, they gave us descriptions of symptoms of overexposure of the CS, producing excessive salivation, congestion of the nose wall and the pharynx, a feeling of suffocation, and first and possibly second degree burns in sensitive people. The report further quotes the U.S. Army Chemical Research and Development Center that they know of no laboratory studies that have ever been conducted with CS that have been utilized on children as subjects. They also state that the Army databases contain virtually every study on CS that has ever been conducted by any government or private facility in the world. Knowing that your first concern was for the children, I find it difficult to understand how, after extensive, exhaustive research, you fail to uncover the following information that I uncovered in just one day. A report contained in the Journal of American Medical Association dated August the 4th, 1989. That states, I quote, inhalation and toxicology studies at high levels of CS exposure have demonstrated its ability to cause chemical pneumonitis and fatal pulmonary edema. According to an ear and nose and throat surgeon that I talked to, pulmonary edema is caused when the mucous membrane is irritated. It secretes mucus, which in children and infants plugs up the bronchi. They thus drown in their own saliva and mucus. As soon as the child breathes the fumes, the process begins. Soon after that, the child has little lungs left to breathe and dies. I find it impossible to believe that the most powerful law firm in the country, the Department of Justice, at your disposal, you could not find this information out. That I found out in one day with two staff members. I recall you saying that the buck stops here, but this information is here. It wasn't that hard to obtain. I talked to a few doctors. Edema is well known. The danger of edema and CS gas is pretty well known with just about every physician. So I can't believe that you did extensive studies on this and didn't come up with the same data that I came up with in merely one day. And I can promise you that I could come up with a lot more. So I'm sorry to say, Madam Attorney General, that I think you failed there. And if you care to respond, please do. But I think that it's the responsibility of the Attorney General to, in cases like this, to research every bit of evidence. And if there is contra evidence, then the error should be on the side of the children.
Sir, what we did was to consult with the foremost toxicologist in the country. Subsequently, other people raised the concern. We consulted with other experts trying to pursue every possible lead, and we will continue to. I'm sure if you had this information, you would have questioned the experts when they were here and gotten their responses.
I understand that, but that's not an answer. I'm sorry. I mean, you only talked with Dr. Salem. My point is there.
I'm sorry, sir.
There were several people that had this information, and that should have been researched.
Mr. Bono,
your
time has expired. Mr. Shabbat?
May I just address that? Because
yes,
I think
ma'am, you
said I only talked to Dr. Salem, and what I've tried to explain is what we have done is any new piece of information has been developed, we have tried to pursue it, and the experts are still telling us, sir, after pursuing it, and I'm sure if you had that information, you would have presented it to the experts when they testified before the committee, but we will continue to pursue absolutely every lead we can to ensure the use of non-lethal means whenever possible.
And blah, 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 and blah, 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 blah. And they knew. The bottom line is, folks, they knew. Sonny Bono had found that information on the CS4 gas in one day, and they had been doinking around talking about the experts they spoke to and blah, 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 blah. And it was Hillary that ordered it, and it was Hillary that had it carried out because it got in Hillary's way of her health care initiative. Let's go to Andy in Texas. Andy, you're on with Michael. How you doing?
Hey, how are you doing tonight, sir? I'm glad to talk to you.
Oh, okay. What's up? What's on your mind, Andy?
No. You brought something up tonight that I've been wanting to hear for a long time because, I mean, it just kind of faded away in my mind how all this happened with Sonny Bono. And you brought it back to life here and stuff because he was a true advocate for the people. He was trying to get some answers while he was in there. You know, irregardless of his relationship with Sharon, so much. But this guy really went in there with some desires to make some changes, and that was just horrific. And I'm sure there was no tree in front of him when he died. I'm sure that was just the official story they threw out there, just like they did with 9/11, Oklahoma City, Waco, the Weavers up in Idaho. This is fantastic how these guys can cover stuff up. And Hillary Clinton was the president when Bill Clinton was there. And George W. Bush, he didn't know nothing. He didn't know nothing. The only thing he knew was that he was the president of the United States. Because that guy was so belligerent the entire time he was in there. He knew nothing. The ones that had the eloquent speech were Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney. These people were the ones who were rolling the show there. And there were some other people behind the scenes, especially after 9/11 when we got our Department of Homeland Security guy and we got our Chertoff and we got all these other different guys that were in there and whatnot. these people started to come about in the Condoleezza Rice issue. She's playing Mrs. Innocent all her life. I didn't do nothing. They all say this stuff, and we just give them a pass. And so we're in a really big problem right now, and, you know, I appreciate shows like yours where you brought up something that I had been thinking about for a long time, and I didn't know the actual reason why Sonny Bono was capped. All I heard was that he had been hit a tree skiing, but I knew he had done something more than that. I just didn't know what it was.
Well, I'm like you, Andy. I didn't either. And this just came to my attention here just the other day, and I thought, you know what? This is it. This is what it was. And again, it centers around these same people, the Hillary and Bill Clinton death list, the, you know, the drug running, the money laundering, all that crap, the Oliver North, the Iran-Contra hearings where Senator Inouye is interviewing him and they won't talk about it in public. They want to do it in a private session so the people will never find out about it. It's just sickening. And Sonny Bono knew what kind of people were surrounding him, same thing that Trump does. But Sonny Bono was not going to relent to it. He was going to call them all out for what they were. So, God
well,
rest
have
his soul.
Have you ever heard of a guy named Chip Tatum?
Yes, I actually have, yes.
Yeah, you know, he was a National Guard guy who got called to active duty, and he was a warrant officer, and he was a pilot. And he was called to duty after he got out of the military by the CIA to fly planes. And he started flying. He was an Iran-Contra. Mm-hmm. And he started flying these flights from Colombia back.
Yeah, he flew for Air America, right?
Well, no. He wasn't.
Well, Barry Seal did. I thought Chip Tatum did as well. Go ahead.
Well, anyway, no, it was an Iran-Contra thing. So he kept going from Colombia back to the United States. And after a while, he would actually look at the volume that he was bringing in. And I watched this video, and they even said they'll give you transcripts after this video. I don't know if it's still there. But he said that at one time he noticed that there was, you know, pallets of white substance and stuff, and he never questioned him. But one time there was a broken bag and whatnot, so he checked it out and he realized that it was coke. And from that point forward, he kept a log of everything that was flown in from Colombia. And it just went on and on and on. And well, you know the end of this one.
Oh,
this
yeah.
guy was found floating off the coast of Argentina. A little bit later, but they were just offering the archives and whatnot, you know, to validate everything and whatnot. He said they were going to send you the documents free, mind you, that he just, you know, he just did the right thing. He was a patriot like most of us want to be, but we're too stupid and naive to even figure that that's what we need in this country right now.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much for the call, Andy. Appreciate it. Let's move on. Let's go to Pat in Texas. Pat, you're on with Michael.
Hi. About the bodies from Waco that were frozen, they were supposed to do autopsies up here in Tarrant County. And the Tarrant County coroner, I remember at the time, had 250 of his cases challenged, and he changed his verdict on the autopsy that many times, and somehow they accidentally pulled the plug on the frozen body, so they rotted.
Isn't that amazing? Somehow.
Same deal.
Yes. It's an accident, just like they lose the documentation, just like in the Oklahoma City investigation where the FBI just can't find the tapes. They've looked, but they can't find them. It just goes on and on and on. And, you know, at some point, somebody needs to step up to the plate and go, wait a minute. And the problem in our society today, Pat, is that, and Andy's right, these sheeple, they're either, they don't want to know, they're willfully ignorant, or they're scared to come out, or whatever. But if more people would come out and say, we're sick of this, we're done, we want something done, and the multitude started to march peacefully on Washington in the millions, maybe we could get something done. But that I had never heard that story. So they actually allowed the bodies to decompose, to unfreeze and decompose. That's amazing. Go ahead.
I thought maybe had, I don't think anybody really knows what the Tea Party meant to this country, because they had a meeting in Washington, and the only place I ever saw any photos of it was Four Winds 10, the extensive photos website. And they had so many people there. There was no place for them to stand. And they were like, I think like 30 feet deep on the around the Potomac River, because there was no place for them to stand. It was amazing.
Mm. Well,
that wasn't reported.
Well, thank you for the input. Thank you for the input. Is there anything else you want to add?
If they have an anti-abortion march, you know, they show some couple over under a tree having lunch. They don't show you how many people were there.
No, I know, and it's the same thing with a campaign. All of the mainstream media would just show Donald Trump's face, and Right Side Broadcasting was showing the masses. So that's a trick that they use, you know, to keep the masses dumbed down. All right. Well, thank you, Pat. Thank you, Pat. I appreciate your call. I appreciate the information. I didn't know that before. I didn't know that they unplugged the keeping them on ice and let the ice melt and let the bodies rot. That's sickening. Phone lines are open, as you probably have figured out, folks. I forgot to mention it. 800-313-9443. Call in, vent, rant, ask me a question, give me an answer. Whatever you want to do. It's pretty relaxed atmosphere around here. But, you know, even Gunderson agreed with Bob Fletcher that Bono was likely to have been killed because of what he might uncover. And boy, I'll tell you what, if you think about it, folks, if you wanted to put yourself in Clinton's shoes or George H.W. Bush's shoes or Oliver North's shoes, I mean, you saw how nervous Oliver North was when he was being questioned by the Senate Intelligence Committee. And they were very, very careful about those answers because they didn't want to give it up. And all these generals that were involved in this and running the guns and doing all of that stuff, nobody went to jail. Nobody paid the price. All of these guys walked away scot-free. So what it tells you is that this establishment, if you will, is just full to the brim with criminals. Who's going to expose them? Anyway, yes, Gunderson said that they were terrified that he might uncover or had already uncovered the illegal drug and arms trading by the high-level government officials all the way up to the top. But there were other possibilities. When Janet Reno testified before Congress about the final fatal assault on the Branch Davidians, as you heard, Bono was relentless in his questioning about the professed use of CS gas on the men and the women and the children. Bono was a member of the Full House Crime Committee and was concerned that Ms. Reno had not conducted a more exhaustive study of the CS gas before making the decision, of which he was right. She didn't. She took her orders from Hillary Clinton, and they eliminated that issue. He challenged her claim that she had done all she could, supposedly, blah, 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 to investigate the attributes and hazards of the substance, noting that the U.S. Army Chemical Research and Development Center had confirmed that it knew of no laboratory studies of CS in which the subjects were children. And he pointed out that many of the Army databases contained virtually every study on CS gas that had ever been conducted by any government or private facility in the world, and stated that he found it difficult to understand how, after extensive, exhaustive research that Janet Reno failed to uncover, that information that he uncovered in just one day. The report was contained in the Journal of Medical Association in August 4th of 1989. All right, we got a break coming up. We'll be back in three. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I'll be right back. Stick around. See you on the other side, folks.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat. Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
All right, folks, we're back. The American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. You know, I just realized, you ever do that? You ever go to the grocery store and you get home, you put all the stuff away, and you're busy thinking about something else. And then 5 hours later, you walk over to the refrigerator and get out something that you thought you bought, and it isn't there because evidently they didn't put it in the shopping cart. Oh, man, does that irritate me, because usually I'll grab that if I get hungry before the show's over. Anyway, personal story, no big deal. Let's go to Sherry in Kansas. Sherry, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Say, have you ever heard that the reason they came after the Branch Davidians was because they watched some airport? It may have just been a landing strip, but it was same kind of activity going on close to them that had been going on in Mena, Arkansas.
No, I hadn't heard that, but it certainly wouldn't surprise me, Sherry.
I've heard James McCanney say that, and he seems to have some contact, so
James
that's who I heard.
Okay, James McCanney, is that, who is he, a talk show host, a researcher, or what?
No, he's someone John Moore has on every Wednesday, and he's a scientist, and he's worked in high-level things, and he seems to have some contact. Anyway, that's what I've heard him say.
I wouldn't put it past him. I'll tell you, in all honesty, Sherry, the deeper I dig on this stuff, the more paths, more tentacles that go branch out here and there and the other place, and as I dig, I keep finding more and more and more stuff. And just like I brought up earlier in the show, you know, Sonny Bono and John Denver were really good friends, and they both loved to ski. And their deaths were very, very close together, less than 3 months apart. And the way that John Denver's plane went down didn't make any sense to me from the onset, just like JFK Jr.'s plane did the same thing. But they all seem to somehow, either directly or indirectly, be affiliated with the Clintons. You know, that's what fascinates me about this, and how all of this can be covered up and swept under the rug. I don't know what kind of get out of jail free card these people have been able to obtain, or how that, you know, I don't know who gave it to them or how they got it, but it boggles the mind. You know that, Sherry?
Well, you know, it just didn't make sense of why they went after the Branch Davidian so vociferously, and this is the only explanation I've ever heard that really makes sense of why they had to kill them all.
Yeah, it's a shame, but this is who we have that is, you know, in the powers of government. You know, I had strong hopes that Donald Trump would do something to turn around, but it doesn't look like he's gonna.
I didn't have much hope that it was really going to happen with him, because too early on he was kowtowing to the Zionists to shoot me, so well, I didn't have a whole lot of hope. So
yeah, well, here we are, back to where we were, huh? All right, Sherry, thanks so much for the call. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to go to Fred in Pennsylvania. Fred, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. What's on your mind, buddy?
Yeah, I've got a few things, and I'll be concise in describing them to you. On the JFK Jr. crash, there was a report, an official report, that was repeated on a radio program. I haven't heard it a lot, just once, and I think some others heard this, that the tail section was severed from the body of the aircraft that he was in, the horizontal piece, which would cause a dive. In other words, there was a severing of the rear. I guess you're going to basically take out the two rudders, the vertical.
Well, it would be a cable. It was the same thing in my 210 Centurion. There's a cable that goes back to operate that. Yeah, go ahead.
So you don't have the you don't have the stability on that axis, on the dive axis. I don't know how to describe that, you know, aeronautically, but you don't have that stability.
Mm-hmm.
So the official explanation was of like a very gradual, a very gradual running out of gas that caused him to be lost. That, you know, he was going around in circles, or just something that really would basically excuse any investigation from having to take place after that.
Let me interject, and we're going to go to the break here in a minute. But let me interject something. The entire, you know, quote, official statement that they put out was a complete lie, because he was flying VFR, the visibility, he was totally, you know, 10-mile visibility, you know, he could see very well, and...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to
Republic. I didn't hear the music.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials, and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Now, before I go back to Fred, I want to mention something here. During the break, I pulled up the official the NTSB report on JFK Jr.'s crash, and they concluded that he fell victim to spatial disorientation, which I don't buy. They also reported that he was flying under VFR conditions, and at the time of the accident, the weather and light conditions were such that all basic landmarks were obscured, making visual flight challenging, although still legal. I've flown in conditions like that at dusk when the lights are coming on. It wouldn't be hard to see. But the other thing I wanted to mention when you're talking about that cable back to the horizontal stabilizer, Fred, this airplane that he was flying was relatively new. If I remember correctly, it wasn't more than 2-3 years old. And my airplane was a 1966. Mine was 30-40 years old. And they do what is called, airplanes have what is called airworthiness directives that they go through an annual every year. And unless that particular cable was cut to the point where it was just ready to break, just normal wear and tear wouldn't have broken that rudder cable. Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, I agree. I'm just saying, from what I heard, that there was a severing of the tail section, and whether you had power or not, even if you did have power and a forward movement of the plane with no horizontal stabilizer at all, you're going to take it.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that. All I'm saying is, first of all, I never heard any such report in what I reviewed. Did you? Okay. All right. Well, you heard it.
Yeah, I did. But, okay, but so. I want to move on to the. The issue of well, you talked about the Waco and et cetera, but I think around that time you had just as important this issue of drug smuggling from you know, CIA bringing in drugs, and then you have Maxine Waters, Director Deutsch, and
Director,
you know,
Deutsch?
You have Maxine Waters, the CIA director, and Michael Rupert at a public LA meeting. Have you heard of that?
Okay, do you know the date?
No, I don't have the date.
Okay.
But it's a very key meeting because there was a public meeting in Los Angeles about the allegations of drug smuggling, and to supposedly air this, you had Maxine Waters. You had a California congressman, a male, I forget his name, Michael Rupert, and the director.
Oh, I remember. Yes, I remember that. And I remember when Rupert stood. Didn't Rupert stand up in that meeting and basically just ripped? You know, and they didn't like what he said. I can't remember it verbatim.
Yeah, the effort to get to the bottom of it was foiled by the people on the panel. Even though they pretended they have a method to get to the bottom of it, they didn't have a way to get to the bottom of it. They only had a way to frustrate Rupert and the people and the public at the meeting. That's all they had. They said, Director Deutsch said, well, if you find evidence that this is actually happening, then forward it to appropriate authorities, but Rupert had asked, will you use national security to quash the public's demand for an investigation? And he wouldn't answer that. Instead, he said, forward the information confidentially to the federal people, and we'll look into it.
Let me interject something here, Fred, and jog my memory banks, because it seems to me like I did a little bit of research on Michael Rupert, and didn't he commit suicide on some guy's ranch here several years ago in California?
Is that the information you have, that he committed suicide, or are you asking me?
Well, I'm going from memory here. I know that they...
No, I don't agree with that.
No, I'm not saying that's it. I'm saying I read something to that degree, or I watched a documentary.
Yeah, that is the person that you're talking about. That isn't the cause of his death, though. I think that someone like that, death has to be investigated. I don't believe it was a suicide.
No, all I'm saying is that the documentary that I watched on it, the guy that owned the property, I believe, and I'm not 100% clear on this, but I believe he said that Rupert committed suicide on his property, which raised a red flag with me anyway, because anytime anybody's as deeply involved as Rupert was, he'd written books, you know, that usually it's not a suicide. Usually they are suicided, you know. But
yeah, I think it is possible for someone to be really frustrated after not having things move along at the pace they wanted, but I think that... Something like that has to be, has to be respected, and then people have to pick up where he leaves off, regardless of how someone died.
No, I agree. Okay, did you have another point you want to make?
Yeah, okay. I think that what we should be doing as far as legislation is we should, especially for somebody like Donald Trump, I think he should be able to pick people in the Secret Service, and also there should be every so often a shakeup in that Secret Service, regardless of any kind of crisis. There should be a turnover so that they are loyal to him, and he can have his own security in addition to that.
Oh, I think that's a fantastic idea. I think there should be term limits on it, but unfortunately, from what I understand, that the CIA isn't even controlled by the United States government. It's controlled by the Crown over in England and the Vatican. Now, that's what I'm hearing. I don't know whether that's true or not.
Well,
either.
What I meant is a protective Secret Service. That's what I was talking about, the protective detail.
Yeah.
That has to be something that is the president's tight, under his tight control and not given from the last.
Well, look what happened to JFK when he wanted to disband the CIA. He wound up dead shortly thereafter, you know. So that's one of those muddy waters that, I don't know, maybe Trump doesn't want to approach because he loves his family too much. I don't know. You know. But anyway, all right, go ahead.
No, but Michael, I was talking about the Protective Secret Service, not the CIA.
No, okay, I understand that. I understand that. Go ahead.
You've got to have, I think, with all the swirling around of thoughts, and they are there in the White House, you've got to make sure that the president is, number one, connected to the people, and also that he's adequately protected. It doesn't have this bureaucracy that might try to force him out of office.
Well, it looks like, rumor has it that behind the scenes, that's what is underway. Anyway, I haven't paid too much attention to the latest news because I've decided to put my format of my show in a kind of a different direction, because to regurgitate what's being talked about on the network, you know, during the day, it's just, to me, is, you know, ridiculous. You can listen to the archives of Rivero's show and get to the up-to-the-minute reports, you know.
All right, so, well, I'm out of here. I just wanted to know about...
No, I appreciate the call, Fred. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Okay. Got good information. But, yeah, you know, getting back to these mysterious plane crashes, and it's not just John Denver. It's not just JFK Jr. Remember when I did the show on Hillary Clinton's death list? You know, there was a number of people in there that died in mysterious plane crashes, people that had, you know, normal airplanes, Cessnas or Beechcraft Barons or whatever, that we're going to go testify or whatever, just like Bob Fletcher had mentioned. He was in the inner circles, and every time he would run across this, a plane crash here, a heart attack there, you know, red flags were coming up with him as well. But it happens with regularity, especially surrounding the Clintons. So could it be that all of them are strictly a coincidence? Well, maybe one or two, but 119 of them? I don't think so. And then you throw Sonny Bono into the mix as well, who had the goods on him, had the documents right on his desk, and he was going to pursue it, and he had the promotion to the committee where he could subpoena these people. Oh, I imagine there were sphincter muscles puckering all over Washington, folks, because that would have just exposed people's dirty laundry so badly that a lot of people would have gone to jail, and of course they couldn't let that happen. And even to this day, you know, with that continually being covered up, we know what's going on over in Afghanistan when Field McConnell, and I know there are questions about the legitimacy of Field McConnell, I don't want to go into that tonight, but when he brought up Pat Tillman was in contact with Noam Chomsky. Pat Tillman was going to evidently blow the whistle when he got back. I've heard that from a number of different sources. And Pat Tillman basically came out and said, the only thing we're doing over there is we're looking for phantom terrorists and we're protecting poppy fields over there for the drug smuggling to continue to come in. So this is an ongoing thing. It goes back for, I don't even know how many years. I know it goes back all the way into Vietnam back in the 60s, maybe even in the 50s or before. I don't know. But these people are the ones that are running it. And it's an infestation of, it's beyond cockroaches. These people are just immensely evil. And the amount of money that is being brought in and laundered over this is in the multi-billions, if not trillions of dollars. So all of these people are participating in it. All these people are making voluminous amounts of money off of it. And they'll do anything to protect their operation and the word, quote, if I could use this, integrity that they supposedly hide behind. So who knows? Anyway, the phone lines are still open, 800-313-9443. Imagine sitting in my seat here, folks, as I do this, going in and, you know, doing the research. And I mean, I've got shows coming up this week. Then I'm not going to tell you about it. I always want to surprise you with it. But just research that I do over the weekends, and I kind of put these shows together to just knock them out one by one by one so I don't have to sit here on the computer all day during the week and I can go get some other stuff done, like go to the grocery store where I couldn't find my pastrami when I went and looked in the refrigerator, you know, and that kind of makes me mad because I can't go to the grocery store and complain right now. Anyway, back to where I was talking about. So getting back to Gunderson's report that agrees with Bob Fletcher and Sonny Bono, you know, just lashing out at Janet Reno, talking about the CS exposure and taking that gas. Why would you take that gas and do what they did? I mean, why would you use CS4 gas on these people to begin with? That in itself is cruel and unusual punishment. And the Journal of American Medical Association had stated that inhalation and toxicology studies of CS gas exposure have demonstrated the ability to cause chemical pneumonitis and fatal pulmonary edema, and that was in the ear, the nose, the throat. The pulmonary edema is caused, like Sonny had said, where the mucous membrane is irritated. It secretes mucus, and which in children and infants plugs up the bronchi, and it basically chokes them to death. But not only did they weren't happy just doing that, but they burned the place to the ground, for crying out loud. And you have to sit back in your chair and ask yourself, who are these people? Do they not have any kind of a semblance of empathy in their in an empathetic bone in their body, for crying out loud? And, you know, was it Sherry that mentioned the rumor of, I don't remember whether it was Sherry or maybe it was Pat, one of the two, had mentioned the rumor that they, you know, the Branch Davidians saw something similar to Waco, where they saw these drugs being run in? I hadn't heard about that, but I guess I'm going to have to look into that one as well. And then the other call with, I think it was maybe Pat, was talking about that they actually, instead of autopsying them, they had the bodies frozen, they unplugged the freezer, and they let the bodies rot, for crying out loud. So it's, you know, it rots from the head down. And you get these people that, you know, the person that's in charge of keeping the bodies frozen, some doctor, some, you know, what do you call them, a mortician, whoever it was, you know, just pulls the plug, gets an order from up top, say, go ahead, pull the plug, let the bodies rot, because we're not going to do an autopsy on them. Because if we do an autopsy on them, you might find out something that we don't want the public to know, so go ahead and pull the plug, and we'll just flip you a million or two under the rug, or we'll kill your family. Take your choice. Who is the guy? Oh, man. I don't even want to get rolling here. Who's the guy? Oh, John Perkins, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, where they, you know, where they would go in, the CIA will go in, and, you know, a democratically elected leader, where they will, you know, make him an offer of X amount of however many hundred million on one hand, or a bullet in the head on the other. Which one are you going to pick? You know, this is how the United States government does their negotiations politically, for crying out loud. I think we're the only country in the world that says, okay, we'll be your buddy. You know, we'll be your buddy as long as it's convenient for us to be your buddy. But as soon as you do something we don't like turn around and try to sell your oil for euros, Saddam Hussein, we're going to take you out. We're going to demonize you. We're going to make our people think you're the worst dictator on the planet. You know, that's how we work. Well, guess what? I'm sure that Russia knows that. And I'm sure that China knows that. And I'm sure that Syria knows that. And I'm sure that Iran knows that. So how do you make a, I mean, isn't that literally, folks, making a deal with the devil? You know, I mean, if I were one of those leaders on the other side of the world, I'd think real long and hard before I shook hands with anybody in this administration making a deal, because we have shown consistently that we renege on our deals. It's only as good as what it's going to do for us at the time, and that is about as hypocritical as anything I've ever seen. And then I fall back to, and I just thought about this today, you know, the closest thing to utopia on this planet that I know of was Libya under Muammar Gaddafi. Because I'm preparing another show that I'm going to bring forward later on this week that was talking about the monetary situation. I'm not going to tell you what the name of the show is, but The entire system in the West, or almost all over the world, is set up in a place where they have bound us into slavery with the way that they create the money, the way that they rope us into the debt. I'll give you a quick snippet of it. There isn't anything in your pocket of value other than a note. The only thing of value that you can give, and I'll cover this later in the week, is your signature. Your signature is a guarantee that you are going to trade your labor to not only repay the note of which you promised to pay, but also the interest on the note. And that you couldn't do that unless you had the ability and the labor and the brains to make your widgets or, you know, do your law profession or whatever, you know, whatever you do for a living, and you know, fulfill the promise. So this is where they have, like Neo says in The Matrix, this is where they have locked us in a cage. They have locked us in a prison. And it's a prison of humankind's own making. Whereas Muammar Gaddafi was trying to do the exact opposite. And again, I go back to Hillary Clinton. We came, we saw, he died. And then she cackled like the witch that she is. She thought it was funny. Well, it's not real funny now, because you ask any of those people over there if they like life better now with a central bank in there and no Gaddafi. And I think you know the answer to that. Anyway, I'm rambling on here, folks. Phone lines are open. Nobody's calling in, so I might as well ramble. There's one more here that I want to bring up to see if there's anything additionally that I can... Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s son, Michael Kennedy, had a fatal skiing accident in Colorado just days before Bono. And Sonny's pal and fellow pop singer-turned-TV personality, John Denver, oh, yeah, died in that curious experimental crash off California. And according to this writer, he, as well as I, believe that there is more to this. And also the death of New Age guitarist, and I've never heard of this guy, but maybe you have, a New Age guitarist and Enid, Oklahoma native Michael Hedges, right at the same time in late 97. Let's see. And then, again, I mentioned to you, I'm just scrolling through this article, but yes, Ted Gunderson reported some years after Bono's death that he believed the pop star turned politician was bumped off in the ski slopes. I already covered that. In report posted April 6th, who's this? We got Ken in Fort Worth. Okay, Ken, come on up. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, real quick, Google Pirwani.
Wait a minute. Let me get into Google here. Okay. All right, now spell it for me.
Pirwani.
Pirwani.
He's a guy that takes care of the dead bodies over here in Fort Worth.
Okay, wait a minute.
I think he wasn't there.
Okay, wait a minute.
Anyway,
T-E-E-R what?
W-A-N-I.
W-A-N-I. Okay, so no. T-E-E-R-W-A-N-I, Tirwani. Well, I don't... If it's T-E-E-R-W-A-N-Y, nothing comes up.
T-E-E-R.
That's what I did. T-E-E-R... T-E-E-R-W-A-N-I. That's what I wrote in Google.
It used to come up.
There's nothing there. Let's see. Nope, there's absolutely nothing there. Nothing that has to do with Tirwani.
No, start with the letter P and pickle.
Oh, okay, P. I thought you said T. I'm sorry. Okay, let's try that.
Start with the letter P from pickle.
Okay, all right. Nazim Tirwani, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, now what?
You got stuff coming up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nazim Tirwani, Waco, the inside story, right? What?
I don't know exactly what's on there, but it used to be.
Well, oh, there's a whole bunch of them on there. No, there's a whole bunch of them on there.
I think he was in charge of the bodies of the people in Waco. And we went down to Waco on a first anniversary. Uh-huh. I would go down with a guy by the name of Dave Hall, and he had a Liberty Bell on a trailer. We'd go down there and see the people down there, and we're standing on there, and a C-130 flew over low and slow to visit us, I guess.
Hmm, okay. So there could be some truth to this rumor. There could be some truth to the rumor that this other caller had called in and mentioned that the Branch Davidians may have seen some covert drug operations going on down there, right?
I don't know. You know, anything could happen.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, I'm gonna tell you another thing. You know, they made a movie about Waco.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think it's come out. And Kurt Russell's in it.
Is it new?
2010.
Okay. I'm gonna write that down.
And I don't think it's coming out. If you Google Waco movie, you can see who's in it.
Okay. And they made this movie in 2010 and they never released it?
That's what it looks like.
Wow.
If
okay.
you put Kurt Russell, you can find the movie and the date if you didn't track it down that way, or put down Waco movie. And I can't figure out why it didn't come out.
Okay.
Or hasn't
All right.
come out.
All
Maybe
right.
Well, I don't know about it. I don't know.
Okay. No, I'll take a look at it. All right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Interesting. Okay. So, Mike, is there somebody from the chat room that's on the line? Is that what you're telling me? Zap from the chat room? Is that right?
Well,
hello?
Hello. Haven't been in the chat room for a while, but I like to shout out that way through the chat room because I love a lot of the people in there, Mer Bailey and CFR to Hell and all the good people in there. Anyway, usually... hi, Michael. I've been wanting to call in for a while, and it always seems I wait to the last minute. It's last
well,
minute.
Well, you did
again,
it tonight too.
You did it tonight. Yeah, I did it tonight. I'm consistent. But yeah, you know this whole thing. My friend and I, who was a physicist in California back when all this Waco Oklahoma City bombing, and it was just one thing, like the 1-2 punch that was, you know, year to the day after, you know, it's crazy. It's people need to realize this stuff isn't a mistake, you know what I mean? The writing should be on the wall, and we need to take it for granted that we're right and quit questioning ourselves and just move forward with the fact that we know this is all a lie and it's pre-planned, and we've been hoodwinked and duped into this crazy world we live in now by a bunch of key players, most of which you've mentioned, and you hit on many key points. And it's totally ironic. I was talking to him. He's in Cairo teaching physics. And we were just talking about that this afternoon, the whole Waco and Ruby Ridge, well, not Ruby, but Waco and Oklahoma City bombing and just the way it all went down. And the whole Sonny Bono thing, I remember when it happened, I knew it was, you know, shady, to say the least. And all of it is, and it shows itself, and we need to believe this stuff and believe in ourselves and move forward with this information and act accordingly and just say no to this authority. It's ridiculous already.
And we're still labeled conspiracy theorists when just with what the shows that I'm putting together and all this stuff ties in, the timeline is perfect. I'm going to do another show this week. I'm going to do another show this week on one that just happened. Okay, and these people say, they believe the official story and blah blah blah, whatever. Yeah. We're running out of time here, Zap.
I'm big on perspective, and so here's my perspective. Need to be conspiracy theorists. We need to conspire our voices and our love and our hearts together and sing in harmony and knock this nonsense out of our
Amen.
Reality.
Okay, gotta let you go, man. I'm out of time. Thanks for tuning
Thanks,
in tonight.
Michael. Great show.
Hope you enjoyed the show. See you tomorrow night, same time, same station. Stay out of trouble. Goodbye for now.
I've paid a price and I'll keep paying.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.